This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Good morning, Melbourne.
Good morning, Melbourne, and welcome to the tag team. It is 20 minutes to 7 this morning. It's currently 16 degrees and we're heading for a top of 25, which sounds quite nice, really, doesn't it, 25?
Oh, I cannot wait.
For the 25?
Oh, both. That bit and the 25.
This music peps us right up. We've got a cracking show coming up, mate. I've been off to Gay Times this weekend. The Homosexual Music Festival Palooza.
Wow.
I'm going to give you my review of that. You're going to touch all things sport.
I'm going to be touching on sport, yes. I'm also going to be giving Hunter my very own MKR review. He did cook me a little soiree dinner last night.
Yes, you came over to my house, we broke bread, you pretended it was lovely, and now you're going to eviscerate me on the radio. Imagine that.
Woohoo!
I've seen the show, I know how it goes.
just like IRL.
Also today, I'd like to define definitively for once and for all which nationality is the most fun.
This Joy program has a podcast and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
It's all happening. The sun's coming up. It's blue sky shining.
Well, it's going to be a lovely day.
And I think that's because we've been blessed.
Blessed?
We've been blessed. Have you read the news, Harry? Have you heard about Cate Blanchett?
No.
Our true queen, Cate Blanchett, is living in New York now. You know, she was living in Sydney for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And now they've moved back to, America. And she's really thrown herself into life there because she's nipped down to Stonewall in New York this week and put on a drag show.
No.
Yes, I believe they were raising money for, it was like a charity event, and she sang a bit of You Don't Know Me.
Oh, made famous by Goldie Hawn, Bette Midler and Diane Keating in First Wives Club.
Was it really? Yep. Well, there you go. I think that might have been what she looked a bit like Goldie Hawn, actually. She had sort of like the red lipstick do. And, and you know our old mate Christopher, who used to sit in this seat here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, long time listeners. Well, let me tell you. So he was going to go. He knew she was going. All these mates are going. And then he decided it was too expensive, so he stayed home.
What?
Yeah, stayed home.
Do you know what? That is classic Chris.
Isn't it? Classic Chris.
I bet his boyfriend was there.
Who's that, babe?
Well, no, he hasn't got one, but I bet there was a boy that was destined to be his boyfriend.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right, his husband. Yeah. Well, maybe it was Cathy Blanchett.
Oh.
Maybe they were going to be destined to be lovers. Cathy Blanchett? I say it French because, you know, she is one of us, Cate Blanchett, but she should never have been, really. She should have been French. At the least, she should have been
French. She should have been a cotillard.
Yeah, I feel the same thing about Angelina Jolie.
Who?
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, Angelina and Cathy Blanchett. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. The point is, she was there and she put on a drag show and Chris didn't go. And he was very, very, very regretful he didn't go. Like, he had serious depression FOMO about it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.
That is the song, I believe, from the hit Australian film
correct.
Lion.
Oh.
And that I have been bullying you to go and see for about 2 or 3 weeks now.
And I went to see it.
Yes.
Oh, I tell you what. So it was the most prepared I've ever been to cry at a cinema.
Right.
I took
because I accused you of not being in touch with the real emotions.
And I went. And
on your own or who were you?
No,
with?
I went with Holly. And it was actually, like, it was so tension-filled. You know, like, how some films have, like, the little tension breakers or little, like, laugh points?
Oh, yeah, some, like, comic relief.
Well, the first 45 minutes of that film is horrendous, like, heart-wrenching. At one point, I thought I was going to have to leave.
Because it was sad?
Because it was so...
It's really sad.
But it's also really traumatising. Because you didn't tell me, like, that he is actually, like, what... Anyway, I'm not going to spoil it, but it was really hard to watch, and I was thinking, I'm going to have to
But I did say on the radio last week that it's not just awfully sad, it's also searingly joyous in some ways.
But in the back of my head, I was like, when's Nicole Kidman going to pop in and take him away? Like, what point is this going to happen?
And most importantly, what did you think of Nicole's wig?
Oh, well, that was one of the tension breakers.
Yeah, that's why they popped her in that wig.
There's a shot of her looking at him in the car, but looking at him through the like little window that the car seat makes, you know, yeah. in the back seat. That reverse shot, that made me laugh. So that was one of the tension breakers.
She's like, peekaboo.
Yeah.
And then those are the clowns here.
And then she follows him around the house for a little bit. And I was like, did they tell her to play it creepy? Or was that just... So that was really good. But she was great in it. But then, right... Then we get into the penultimate bit, right, of the thing. He's on Google Earth and doing all that, and then there's a breakthrough, and everybody's like, oh my God. And then all of a sudden, the door opens in the cinema. So we've been sitting there, right, for an hour and a half. The door of the cinema opens, and these two girls pop in, right? They've got their wine, and they make their way down to the middle of the cinema, walk halfway into a row, and then are like, oh, no, this is not us. And then, and then walk back out, walk to the row in front of them, go back in, and say to people, sorry, I think you're in our seats. And the people are like, we've been sitting here for an hour and a half. Like, what do you mean? And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, sorry. So there's all this kerfuffle, right, which completely...
So they were in the wrong cinema?
Yeah, they were in the wrong cinema, which completely broke the tension, which I loved, because then I can't stop laughing. Then as they come out, they trip up the stairs, both of them, spill their wine on someone sitting there.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
You're on the tech team this morning with Harry and Hunter. And Hunter,
yes, Bert.
You've had quite the adventure on the weekend.
Oh, I've had a great adventure. I went off to the second annual Gay Times Festival up on Lake Mountain.
Oh, now, this is a festival where I went, and it was very cold.
Sure.
And I said
you went to the festival?
I went to a festival up on Lake Mountain.
Oh, you've been there? Yes, you have. Yeah.
And I said to you, it's very cold. And you were like, well, I've got no thermals.
No, I got no thermals.
Right. Lay it on me, sister. What happened?
Well, I don't know if you remember how cold it was in Melbourne this weekend, but it was very cold.
Yes.
For summer. And it was, a nice way of putting it is that I have literally never been colder than I was at the festival.
Wow.
It was less than zero.
Yeah.
I think it was less than zero. When you went to bed at nighttime, it was okay because, you know...
Yes.
You know, you're a bit, feeling a bit loose.
Keep your company.
Feeling a bit loose. No, that's not what I meant.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
Just meant I was feeling a bit loose when I went to bed.
Okay, yeah.
But I tell you, when I was not feeling loose, at about 7 a.m. when I would wake up, and it was very, very cold. I was wearing a jumper, tracksuit pants, underwear, shoes and socks, a sleeping bag, a blanket, and a mattress, and I was way too cold.
Really?
Way too cold. But that shan't take away from what was a fantastic weekend. So a big round of applause to the people at Gay Times, because it was a hoot.
What was your highlights?
Oh, probably running into everyone I knew. There was only 1,000 people there, you know, and
only 1,000.
What the scene can be like. There was only 1,000 people there,
so,
and you know, I
Facebook
knew about
friends.
400 of them. So, yeah. And it was great. It was great. Everyone was there. Brendan McLean was there. He performed. You know him?
Yeah.
Have you seen his recent video clip? Yep. So he was there. So that was good.
Was
I was like, Brendan, and then I was like, oh.
I shouldn't have done that.
But he was fantastic. And there were lots of international performances that were great. Nairi was there, who I love.
Oh,
she was great.
She's so good.
Yeah, she was so cool, isn't she?
Nairi.
Yeah, it was really good.
She was great.
So, yeah, all up, I'll give it a 10 out of 10. But not everybody had such a great time.
What happened?
Well, I was camping with a group of Irish friends of mine.
Uh-oh, here we go.
And, you know, the Irish, they're good fun.
Yes.
They're great fun. And one of my, we woke up in the morning and we were discussing about whether anyone had got lucky the night before, you know, and someone was like, I think I should change his name, shouldn't I? Let's call him Robert.
Robert. Okay.
I think Robert got lucky. I was like, DJ Rob. Hey, Rob, what happened? And he said, well, I got rimmed and robbed, but needless to say, he met a gentleman. And they went home to the tent, not at the end of the night, just some point during the night, just for one, you know, fleeting, you know, I reckon about five or 6 minutes of passion.
Yeah.
And then he left and stole $70.
Oh, that's a low point.
Download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.
Now, Hunter.
Yes, darling.
I came over your house last night, and you did an MKR-style dinner for me.
So I cooked you dinner.
Yes,
you know, I mentioned last week on the radio that I've only just started cooking dinner for the first time in my whole life.
Yes.
So last week I cooked two meals. This week I've just cooked one, and it was for you last night. Tell the good people what I whipped up.
Right. So I get to his house, doorbell, and I'm standing outside for quite a long time, and then I just hear, coming!
I was on the phone to Mum.
Yeah, exactly. So, I've already marked you down.
Oh, I didn't know I was being assessed, though. That's not fair. I was chatting to Mum.
Yeah.
I've been at the festival. I'd been AWOL.
Then I come in, instant restaurant. I don't know if you were going for just moved in, but that's what I got.
Okay, well, that's cruel because, A, you know I have moved in. And first of all, if we're marking each other, you brought a bloody bike in the room.
But I'm not on show. You're the one that is cooking for me.
If a person brings a bike to a restaurant, you're allowed to give them bad service.
Listen, they don't do this much back chat to Manu on the show.
Okay, sorry, Manu. Sorry, Manu. Sorry, Womanu.
Womanu. So I get there, instant restaurant. I've marked it on the phone. It says a box under the stairs.
It's hidden under the stairs.
It's not hidden.
It's hidden in the cavity.
It's not hidden.
All right, mate. Get to the meal because I'm ready for a compliment.
All right. Then we get to the meal and Hunter is very good. He's like, babe, what are we doing? Are we on carbs? What are you eating? Normal stuff? What's going on? Very considerate.
Thank
host.
You.
I said no carbs before Marbs and you said, when's your holiday to Marbs? That was a misunderstanding and saying, so that was on me. You were the generous host.
So can I say what I was cooking?
No, I'm getting
to that. Sorry.
So then Hunter goes into the fridge. He's rustling around. I'm like, oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. What's he got? Mm-hmm. He whips out some stir-fried pre-cut vegetables.
Okay, yes, Harry, that is correct, I suppose.
Some hunk of meat that is already pre-cut, ready for the stir-fry, okay. And some instant noodles with two packets of pre-made sauces. And then when you go to add the sauce in, because I was like, look, don't put the noodles in mine, just wait. So then we're chat-chat-chat-chat, you know what we're like, chat-chat-chat-chat. Hunter puts the noodles in, then he has to finger them apart because they've all got a bit claggy.
I burned my fingers too, it hurt.
Burned his fingers, put them apart. Then he's putting the pre-made sauce in, he's like, oh no! I'm like, what? He's like, oh, this says it's a paste for marinating paste. Oh, I'm not going to do that. Then he puts the other packet in.
I had passed the marination station, babe. Yeah. We had moved on, I couldn't add the marinating paste when I was up to the adding sauce.
He's no fool. Then he only puts one sauce in. Then he presents me with quite a delicious meal. I'm tucking in going, oh, this is lovely.
Trying to pull the bloody noodles out like an idiot.
Yeah. Then I'm tucking in and he's like, it's very bland, isn't it? I should have probably put the other bit in. It's very bland. Should have put the marinated bit in.
It was very bland.
Then I had to open my own soy sauce. Popped a bit of that. He's like, oh, this is much better. This is much better.
You are such a mole. It was nice when we added the soy sauce. It was bland, I'll give you that. But when we added the soy, it tasted like bland with soy.
and then he's like, oh, look, it's the only, you know, it's only my second time cooking in this house or whatever
was. Second time cooking, full stop.
Full stop.
Harry.
Then dessert prop comes around.
Yes, and I thought to myself, thank God I've got a dessert because I didn't know I was going to have a guest, did I?
No,
you didn't. I didn't know you were coming around.
No.
We should add, that's an important fact, actually. I wasn't a pre-planned meal. This was all on the fly. I didn't know you were going to be there, babe.
your sad stir-fry was to share.
You said you were going to come to my house at 6:30 for 1 hour, but you actually came at 7 till 11. So actually, I had to go on the fly, didn't I?
You had to go on the fly. So what was for dessert? Some home brand paddle pops.
No, not no. A home brand choc ice. It's called
choc ice. How many of them did you have? How many did I have? How many of them did you have?
You had Helping one, yourself. And I had two.
It but was I'm very hot. It was very hot last night, wasn't it? You kept commenting on how hot it was.
Well, I'm trying to justify my second ice cream. All right. Well, this has been disgusting. You're never coming back.
Well, so do you want my score?
Yeah, is it out of 10 or 5 so I can prepare?
It's out of 10 for each course. So it's out of 20.
Okay, sure.
So your first course, Hunter, for on doing it on the fly and preparing, I thought it was a good meal.
Yeah.
I was
a little for suggesting I could remove the carbs. Yeah. Add a couple of points for that.
Yeah, I was a little bit distressed to see you fingering the noodles so freely.
Okay.
But
sorry, don't forget that I pulled out that giant piece of onion from your portion too because it was too much onion. I thought so. That's a couple of points for that too.
Yeah. So for the sad stir fry. I will give you a 6.
Oh, I'm happy with a 6.
All right. For dessert.
Yes.
You did offer me a home brand
choc ice,
which I did decline, but then I had to watch you eat two of them.
Well, I did. Yours was going to melt.
So for that, I'm going to give you a 4.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a grand total of 10 out of 20.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pass. Right. That's a pass. That's a pass. I'll take it. Well, thank you, Womanu. Now, I told you earlier that I've been off at Gay Times this weekend.
Yes.
If you're at Gay Times, let us know. Cheat us up on the text line. Don't say anything embarrassing about me, please.
Oh, God. Oh, I suppose you all saw him in his sequined jacket because you were very impressed with yourself about that.
I was a vision in that jacket.
Yeah, I know. I saw the pictures.
They were calling me Sparkles.
Could see you from space, couldn't they? eighth wonder of the world over
so
by Earth.
I got to work last Thursday, actually, and a colleague of mine was wearing that jacket to work. And I said, I need to buy that jacket for gay times on the weekend. Where did you get it? She told me. I said, what size is that? She said, oh, I'm a 12. So I tried on hers and it was way too small. So I was like, all right, well, if I can go down to the shops and get like a 14 or a 16, I might be able to make it to work. So I go down, I come back, I'm wearing it. She's like, oh my God, you've got it. What size did you get? I'm like, I've got a 6 on. This is a 6.
A 6?
Sorry, an 8. It was an 8. It was an 8. So I couldn't do it up until I got a bit tizzy, and then I was like, doing it up, I'm doing it up, I'm doing it up.
Oh my God. Is it still in one piece, or did you hulk out of it?
No, it's still in one piece. Oh. At one point, when I was in sort of the nightclub part, it was very hot, so I'd taken all my clothes off and I threw it in the corner. And even through the haze, I was like, don't leave that on the ground. That is hot property.
Yep.
And like I did, because I had to go back and pick up my jacket the next day, and there was a mountain of clothing there, like about 70 items. And I'm picking through, looking for my jacket. I'm pulling out leather harnesses.
No.
All these sorts of clothes. Anyway, I was down at Gay Times with an Irish group of people.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hold that against me.
But, right.
You know, I started thinking, you know, the Irish are not too bad, are they? Like, they're quite good fun, or as they'd say, a bit of a crack.
They are a good crack.
They're a good crack. And it got me thinking, what do you think the most fun nationality is?
Well, I
mean, so Irish is up there. I think they're only fun overseas.
They're only fun in Ireland?
No, overseas. They're only fun when they're in other countries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think back home, you know.
It's just normal.
Well, and all the guilt, you know.
The Irish guilt.
All the guilt.
Yeah. All the guilt. I'm not sure what nationalities you would say are the most fun, but I'm going to take a stab in the dark. I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm just going to transport you to a place.
Okay. So I should close my eyes because I'm being transported?
Yeah.
Okay. What am I seeing? What am I feeling? What am I hearing?
You're feeling the cool breeze on your cheeks.
It's very cool, actually.
You're smelling Davidoff cool waters.
You mean off the sea or just from the local teenagers?
You can hear gold hoop earrings
clanging against a cobbled stone wall.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Could I be in Clicklick, Wales?
Can you hear the rustle of the Adidas poppers?
I can, and I can hear the smell of Harry desperately trying to get the approval of her mother and grandmother on the sea winds.
When you can move from the chip fat in the air.
That's right. So I can hear the gentle scorn of your brother.
Have you ever met another Welsh person though?
Ever met another Welsh person?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met there's one here at Joy that does a radio show.
Apart from Joy.
Yes, I've met Charlotte Church. Only church ever get me in. There you go, stole it from her.
Not allowed to do that anymore.
I've met her. And that's probably
Actually met Charlotte Church?
Yep.
IRL?
Yep.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Well, what was she like?
She was intimidating.
Was she?
Yeah, I found her very intimidating.
Oh, did she have a placard?
Saying, look at me, I'm Charlotte Church.
Yeah.
What do you mean a placard?
You know, she loves a sign at the moment.
I've no idea what that means.
All right, never mind.
She loves a sign.
Americans, are they fun?
Okay, so let's go. So I reckon Welsh, yes, very fun, I think. You know, a bit rough for me, but fun. You know what I mean? Like, have fun until I have a bit, then I'm getting out of there for my own safety. Americans, not fun.
No?
No.
All right.
Have you ever met an American like an international tour? British people, pretty fun.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Australians are pretty fun.
You don't think that British people are fun, but is that because you're prejudiced against them?
Maybe.
Yeah, right.
I think Irish and Welsh people are fun. I think Scots are great.
New Zealanders are a hoot.
Oh, Kiwis.
Yeah, they are good. They're good. You'll never have a better time than hanging out with a loose Kiwi.
Yeah, that is true. And Kiwis are like your fun cousins.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
It's time now for Australia's favourite segment. It's Nan Talk.
What are you saying, Nan? Now, remember how last week, you know, St. David's Day is fast approaching?
Yes, St. David's Day, which is like the national day of Wales.
Yeah, Dydd Dewi Sant.
Dydd Dewi Sant.
Well, all right. Sometimes I forget that it is just noise to you, and that's all that you hear.
Yeah.
So Nan, last week, was hell-bent on getting me more information about the patron saint.
That's right, and I've been waiting all week. I've been thinking, God, I hope no one asks me about Dydd Dewi Sant, because I don't know the answer yet.
Oh, you went Irish. Now, Nan decided to go into the Siopiau Croeso, which is the Welsh shop, right? So she goes in there and she tells them that my granddaughter is doing a project about St. David's Day in Australia. Not doing a project.
No.
Haven't done a project since, what?
Well, this is in a way a project, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But anyway, so she's got me an informational card.
Oh, right? Great.
So she's posted it to me.
Oh.
So I was like, Nen, why didn't you just take a picture on the iPad instead of posting it to me? She said, oh, what do I want a picture of Derry Sanford on my... on my iPad. So if I wanted to know about him, I could just Google him.
I was you could just Google it too.
Well, I was just asking if she knew. She was the one that went to the Welsh shop.
Yeah, but it gave her something to do, babe. She spent half a day doing it. She went down to DWC and she posted the letter.
I know. Well, I've got that informational card coming now.
Well, I can't wait.
But she does know why there's different types of hats.
Oh, yes.
Because then she went into the market to speak to the girls.
That's right. Because last week you were saying that there's a range of different traditional Welsh hats, but each one has something to do with cockles.
Yeah, so there's a top hat with there's a top hat, and then there's a shorter one, right?
And what's that one you've come in today?
Oh, very good.
You're wearing like a, what is it? Very sort of like an Anzac-style hat.
All right.
What's that one? What's that What's that mean in Welsh? Look, resourceful lesbian?
Can you leave my fez alone?
A fez?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you take that. So Nan's found out that the hats were shorter because they used to put the cockle baskets on the head.
Oh, right.
So
you do know you told us that last week.
Yeah, but this is confirmed information. Oh, she was lying.
Oh, she was just making it up.
She was making it up.
Right, but she's been down to the Queen. She's been down to Bonnie Tyler, Queen of Wales, and she's found out the information.
Well, I don't know, between you and I, but you know Bonnie's coming over and doing a tour. We might get her in.
She's not coming over.
Yeah, she is.
Bonnie Tyler, the Queen of Wales, is coming over.
Yeah, she's doing a tour, and you know, family friend. Let's get her into Joy, I reckon.
Okay, well, here we go. After years, probably, of you boasting that you're family friends with Bonnie Tyler, what's her real name?
Gaynor
Tyler. After years of posting, now she's coming, so you need to put your money where your mouth is. And if Gaynor is not sat over there opposite me, when? This year?
Yeah, this year.
By June?
Yep.
Then you'll have to eat your hat.
All right. Done. I'll shake your hand.
All right, shake your hand. On it. On it.
Ah.
You know she's mad for a duet. She'll sing with anyone. Do you think she'll do it with us?
Oh, 100%. Well, the last time she was asking me what I was doing, I said, oh, started doing stand-up. She told me 6 jokes, just rattled them off.
Just rattled them off?
Yeah, so...
You know her voice isn't with her anymore, don't you? You know she's...
Right, I'll have you say no more about...
It's true.
About Gaynor.
I mean, she can still carry a tune, but it doesn't sound like it used to.
No. Well, you know why she says her voice is so gravelly, doesn't it?
Why?
Because she used to sing in Workmen's clubs with all the smoke.
Oh, of course. That makes sense. That makes sense. Anyway, we've got a bit distracted.
How's Mon?
Oh, Mon's great, thanks. Actually, she's not great. So, you know, she lives in a retirement village that's sort of run, sort of a co-op
situation. Dougie the Warden.
That's right. And they had to fire Dougie the Warden because they thought he had his fingers in a till.
Yeah,
Turns out dementia. He's gone, right? Lost his livelihood. They've brought in a new woman, right? They loved her.
Yeah.
At first they loved her. Now they can't stand her. So today, they're having a meeting to air their grievances. So I'm standing by for a phone call to see because Nan said that she had a list of things she was going to say. And everybody up the village, John 1, John 2, John 2, John 3, they'd all said they'll back her up.
Really? Yep.
And do you know what she said? You know her number one complaint is? Too many letters on the notice board. Too many letters. They treat us like we're children, she says. And in the letterbox. She goes, they would have felled a forest by now to make all these notifications. You know, Nan's a huge greenie.
Yeah, she is.
Huge greenie.
Well, she's a huge greenie. That's why she's... How many microwave meals is she?
Oh, like 9 or 10 a day. That's what they're up to. So stand by. This time next week, I'll give you the lowdown. The blow-by-blow of the village meeting.
Great. All right. And that was Nan Talk.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.